Hello, friends. September 28th. It is a Tuesday. It is 2021. Today we have a heavy day at a high heart rate. And it's also a day that we give you the option to do it not for time. Once a week we do that. It says for time or not. Feeling good? Want to do it for time? Great. Run the clock. But once a week we've found it to be very beneficial for our athletes for long-term sustainability to just give them the option to shut the clock off. Just work out. Move at whatever pace you want to move at. Move casually if you so desire, without that pressure of the clock always staring at you and ticking down or ticking up. Just work out for fun. If it's not fun, you're not going to walk into the garage or your affiliate. So keep things good to go. So once a week, we do that. And today we're giving you that option because it's a heavy day at a high heart rate for sure. And you can get after it and you can time it. But if, you know, you can do the loading safely, but you're like, I got to break it up a little bit more and the run's a bit long, but I can do it. Well, then don't run the clock and just get in the volume and it'll be a great day. So today's workout, Linchpin Test 5. All the Linchpin tests can be found on our website. Linchpin Test 5, for time or not. 20 back squats, 225 pounds for men, 155 for women, a 2 mile run, and then another 20 back squats at the same loading. Whew, it's not a joke, it's a tough one. A lot of back squats at a heavy weight, and a lot of running. Last time we did this was May 10th, 2021. I'm gonna go back into your Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data, did you make good decisions, should you have changed the loading, how did you break it up, etc., etc. If that loading is a bit too spicy for you, then go ahead and use 65% of your one rep max back squat. I forgot to write back squat. Should have been obvious, but I'll write back squat. When I look at this, if I'm having a conversation with somebody trying to decide whether or not they should do the loading prescribed, you don't have to have the capacity to do 20 back squats unbroken. I'd love to know that you could do 10 to 15. That would make me really happy. And even if you had the capacity to do 20 unbroken, it might not be how you want to do it. I think I could squeak out 20 back squats at 225. I'd be really unhappy, but I think that I could. But that wouldn't be smart because of what it would do to my 2 mile run and the next time I had to go to the barbell. So when I see this workout, I might try to do those 20 back squats as four quick sets of five is how I might attack that set of 20, even if I could do the 20 unbroken, because I think that would be just a smarter way for me to do it. If I feel really fired up, who knows, maybe I'll do a 10-5-5 or an 8-6-6 or something like that, but I'm certainly not going to attempt to do them all unbroken, because for me, that doesn't make sense. And then you get to run, and then you get to come back and do more back squats, and you absolutely should use a rack. There's also a two-person team version for this because fitness with friends is fun. We have your other equipment conversions in case you can't go out there and run. We tell you what you can replace each 1 mile of running with. So since we tell you what you can replace each 1 mile of running with, for example, 4,800 meters in the Echo Bike, you would just double that since it's a 2 mile run. I also included today the video How to Approach Heavy Days, which is Linchpin Conversation number 113. Even though it's not a classic heavy day, it's a heavy day at a high heart rate, it's still a weight that a lot of people, you know, after you do your general warm-up, you're not ready to just throw 2.25 on the bar. Most of us aren't. You want to build up to that. And so that video on how to approach heavy days includes warming up, choosing a weight, rest periods, useful information you just want to have. So you may want to give that a watch or a listen. We've got a video of the back squat. Super fitness robot time. This is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. For men, 19 minutes, 27 seconds or less. Women, 20 minutes, 29 seconds or less. More likely times, men, 23 minutes, 26 seconds or less. Women, 24 minutes, 41 seconds or less. And if you drift a little north of that, it's okay. That's why we're giving you the option to do it not for time today. Scaled option, knocking down the sets of back squats to 15 instead of 20. Knocking the loading down to 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, and we're knocking the 2 mile run down to 1.5 miles. So for time, 15 back squats, 1.5 mile run, 15 back squats. Limited equipment option, oh boy. All they've got is their trusty dumbbells. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35 pounders for the women. So they have for time, or should write or not there, sorry. For time, comma, or not. 40 dumbbell squats, 2 mile run, 40 dumbbell squats. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's a video of the dumbbell squat included. No equipment workout, also a good time. For time, 80 air squats, 2 mile run, 80 air squats. And we have a video there as well. Also give you the not for time option. Accessory work of the day, optional as always. Pistols, let's work the legs now with no loading, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, 20 to 40 on the left leg. Certainly do not need to be unbroken. Video showing that. And even if you don't have the flexibility and balance to do those, if you have something sturdy that you can grab with a hand and support yourself, just working one leg is a great way to build some strength. So even if you can't do the pistols as they're shown, you can find a way to modify them and get some great benefit. Then, you went long with the running, the conditioning. Now let's go short and sharp. You're going to choose one of these and just give it a good solid effort. A 500 meter row, or a 400 meter run, or 90 seconds on the bike of your choice. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then hamstring stretch, holding for 1 to 2 minutes per side. Wall stretch for the leg, 1 to 2 minutes per side. And foam roller for the back and lats. All of those are accompanied by videos. Linchpin test number 5. Fun for the whole family. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day at a high heart rate. I'll see you back here tomorrow for an EMOM.